you need to optimize your App Store page. And what I mean by this is as soon as somebody comes to your app on the App Store, they need to see something that looks good and enticing. And there's three components of this, which I'm going to be breaking down in this podcast. So if you're new to the show, my name is Shrieker, and I help mobile apps get more downloads through our company, Trendify. I run it with my brother, and we started this company 3 years ago after seeing how many apps out there had no idea how to market themselves. So today, I'm going to be touching on why you should improve the look of your app on the App Store and how you're able to do it with three simple steps. So let's get right into it, guys. Number one is ratings and reviews. So as soon as somebody sees your app on the App Store, they're immediately going to take a look at the rating of your app. This means that people want to be able to see that you're legit. And the way that you'll build this is by having more and more people rate and review your app on the App Store. So for example, if you have 3,000 reviews that are all 5 stars, that are the best in the class, then everyone's going to want to check out your app because it just builds so much credibility. Versus if you have 1-star reviews on your app, no one's going to download it because they're automatically going to assume that it's not the best app. Or if you have no downloads or if you have no reviews, that's also a red flag because people just think that it's not as cool. And the way that I would think about it is the same as a YouTube video. If you see a YouTube video with an amazing title and an amazing thumbnail, chances are you still probably look at how many views it's gotten. And if it's only gotten 33 views, you probably might not click on it unless it's really, really appealing to you. Versus another video that you see has the same thumbnail and title that looks really enticing and it has 2 million views. Now you're like, okay, a lot of people are watching this video for a reason, so I'm gonna watch it too. And immediately it's going to boost credibility. Now in the same way, you might come across a video that's not super interesting, maybe it's a little intriguing, and then you see the views are 38 million. And you're like, wow, I just gotta see what this is about. Why does it have so many views? And in the same way, you wanna have as many good reviews as possible on your app, and you wanna have as many ratings as possible on your app as well. And the more you can increase this, the more likely it is people are going to download your app. Now, provided if they go to your app, you wanna make sure the product's actually good, or else you're gonna have people churn, and that's the last thing you want, because a YouTube video counts views versus an app counts installs, and you can always uninstall an app. You can't unwatch a YouTube video. So that's the first thing. Number two is screenshots. You want to be able to have great screenshots of your app. Now, the way that I would think about it is showcasing your app's features in a very simple manner. So if you take a look at any successful app like Instagram or Pinterest, and you go take a look at their app on the App Store, you'll see that they have really clean screenshots of what their app's functionality is in a way that's easy to understand. People can swipe through them and they really understand, okay, this is what this app does and I know what it does. So when I download it, I'm going to expect to see what I assume it will be. And then you download the app and it's exactly like you saw in the screenshots. So it really builds a lot of trust. People increase their amount of checking out your app. They're just going to be able to download your app more too. So what you want to focus on is including screenshots that are very well put together. And this is going to come down to the UI of your app. You want to make sure that the UI is really good. And then you want to pull screenshots that make sense and show a very easy walkthrough process in the screenshots. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about more in detail, go search up your favorite apps on the App Store. Take a look at them, look at their screenshots, understand why they do it. And then you can be putting together things for your own app as well. And finally, number three is going to be your title and description of your app. Now, chances are you're not probably thinking about this too much, or maybe you are, but it is very, very important to have a great title and a great description. So when I say title, I mean the name of your app. So obviously you want to have a great name for your app that's easy to understand, simplistic, but then also you want to make sure that you describe it well. So if you take a look at the description of any app, such as Instagram again, for example, it's very simple. It helps you understand, okay, this is what Instagram does, and basically you know what the whole ethos of the company is about. Now, you don't want to be super complex here and give them thousands and thousands of words. You want to keep it super short, super simple, super descriptive. And once again, take a look at your top favorite apps on the App Store and understand how they've done it. Now, I'm just going to be breaking down high level here, but I will be making another episode on more in detail how you should name and describe your app on the App Store. So hopefully this was helpful for you guys. These are three things to focus on. And beyond this, you want to get people to actually come to your app on the App Store, which is for another episode. So I'll see you guys in the next one. Thanks for watching.